In the state of Louisiana, if you want to say it with flowers, you have to buy those flowers from a licensed florist. And it turns out that the test to get that license is so tough that about half of those who take it flunk. In fact, three would-be florists are suing the state. They say the test is unfair. What's so hard about flower arranging in Louisiana? Susan Rosgen of member station WWNO found out.
There's a room in Shamil Peters' New Orleans apartment that holds all her dreams.
Over here I have my supplies, all my silks and ribbons and bows and everything.
Everything she needs to be a florist, except for the flowers, and a Louisiana license to sell them.
I've taken the test 5 times, and I failed it each time.
The test has 2 parts, a written part with questions like, how cold should flowers be kept in the cooler? Pretty easy, Shamil says. And a hands-on design part. That's not very easy at all.
My biggest problem is wiring. I just haven't grasped the wiring thing.
Wiring keeps flowers stiff. It's an old technique that most florists say is hardly ever used in today's natural-looking bouquets. But the test requires intricate wiring graded by a panel of judges. And last year, hundreds of people who took the test couldn't do it well enough to pass. As luck would have it, on the very day Shamil got her 5th failing grade, lawyers from Washington were waiting outside the test center. They'd gotten a tip about the florist test and decided it raised some thorny issues.
We discovered that it's the only state in the country where you have to pass a licensing exam just to sell flowers.
Clark Neely is a senior attorney with the Institute for Justice, a public interest law firm that now represents Shamil and 2 other Louisiana women who couldn't pass the test either. The Institute for Justice says since the test is judged by licensed florists, the judges have a vested interest in limiting the number of new florists.
How in the world can it be fair to ask someone who's already in that business, hey, do you think this person's good enough at flower arranging to come into this business and compete with you?
But State Agriculture Commissioner Bob Odom, whose office oversees the licensing, says the only thing that's unfair is out-of-state lawyers stirring up trouble in Louisiana.
Well, I think you need to look where the lawyers came from. They came from Washington, D.C. They were out recruiting at our testing. That's not fair competition. If the judges were lucky at doing away with competition, scores would be low on all of them, but they're not low on all of them.
Commissioner Odom says about 10 years ago, the state sent postcards to all the licensed florists asking if they thought the state should keep the test. The response, he says, was 66% in favor. But a former test judge says that's just a case of florists who've passed the test wanting to pass along the pain.
It's kind of like going through a hazing process and, you know, by God, I'm not going to let anyone else in unless they're hazed too.
Mary Dark says she complained for years that the test was hopelessly outdated, but couldn't get anyone to listen and finally gave up. As for Shamil Peters, who failed the test 5 times, her lawsuit is pending, but she's just about given up her dream of opening a little flower shop. As she puts it, you don't have to take any kind of test to get a gun in Louisiana, but you can't put a flower in a vase and sell it unless the state says it's okay. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen.